Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Hey there, you are listening to the 122nd edition of Indire. My name is Birk and this show is brought to you by Radio Korax in Halle, Germany. In this show, we will have music by a wide range of artists and styles. There will be hyperpop music from the artist Hypersad, living in Halle, who releases his music first and foremost through SoundCloud, but more about that later. There will also be the more wavy sounds by Richard Walter from Dresden. But let us start with some jazz by Mieke Miami. The Light by Mieke Miami from her forthcoming album Birdland. The name associates the countless jazz clubs all over the world that are named after the famous Charlie Parker, whose nickname was Bird. As Mieke Miami is originally from Hamburg, she especially had in mind a certain jazz club in Hamburg that played an important role in Mieke Miami's musical upbringing, as she told me.
When I was about 14 or 15 years old, I had already started playing the saxophone and I got really interested in jazz. And there was a jazz club in Hamburg, which was called Birdland, like the very famous club in New York. And yeah, there was a session every Thursday night where the musicians would meet and play together. And I was fascinated by the fact that they could just start playing together without any written music or something. And I tried to figure out what was that all about. So because I was so young, I wasn't really allowed to be out in the city that late at night, especially not during the week. So I would tell my parents that I would be sleeping at my friend's, but actually sneak to the train and go into the city and visit that session. And yeah, because that club was called Birdland, and this marks the time in my life when I got really, really seriously interested into music, this is the reference why I called the album Birdland.
Mieke Miami studied jazz saxophone in Berlin. Due to high living costs, she left Berlin and enjoys living in the small town of Luckenwalde in Brandenburg. The album Birdland by Mieke Miami is due to be released in September on Sonar Kollektiv. The album was produced by Benjamin Spitzmüller. He also does a great job releasing nice music on the highly recommended label Philophone, and it's already the second album he's producing for Mieke. But let's go on with some music that maybe departures from kind of jazzy sounds, but goes to a different direction. I Love Chairs by the band Alfred Quest.
To talk to you about, I know that you have an adoration for like design, and I love chairs.
Out on the label All New Records from Leipzig, I Love Chairs by Alfred Quest. And I can only agree, chairs. Probably one of the best inventions of human beings. Next up, we have some wavy sounds by Richard Walter, a young bedroom producer from Dresden with a sound straight from the 80s. And it's no surprise that when I asked him about his influences, he told me about music from a long time ago, even before me or him were born.
I would say my music is very much inspired by Neue Deutsche Welle, which is a genre from Germany from the 80s. Where synthesizers got very popular in Germany. But when you go on Spotify and listen to my songs, you can hear that there are also a lot of different pieces with other influences, folky stuff as well. And that's what I try to maintain as long as I make music, trying out new things, not getting stuck in one genre or, yeah, type of music.
Richard Walter with his song Kid Again. Yeah, and he sings about being young again or dreaming of being young again because back then he had a life. He told me he started making music some years ago already using Fruity Loops, making electronic music and hip hop.
Actually, I already started making music back in 2015 with my laptop only, so it was essentially electronic music. And two or three years later, I think in 2018, I started sampling a lot of things. I discovered hip-hop a little bit, and that was also the first time that I recorded myself. So I bought a microphone, and I discovered that it was very fun for me to play with my voice in different ways. And after that, I quickly bought a guitar. I bought some analog instruments, and I had a lot of fun with just recording raw instruments, real instruments, and arranging them.
Yeah, and we will go on listening to Richard Walter's song Nightmare, a song that basically wrote itself in about 2 hours, as he told me, when he was going through a hard time working his ass off as an intern at some kind of shitty institution. Richard Walter with his song Nightmare. And we will go on with a song by The Twisted Teens, a band originally hailing from New Orleans, Louisiana. They just released a tape on the label Turbo Discourse from Halle and played a great show at the birthday party of this radio station in Halle, Radio Korax, whose program you are listening to. And now there's the song When the Wire Get Cut by Twisted Teens.
And the vibes are atrocious, and style now. So get with the program. And the wire get cut now. Sneaking around, but you sneak like a bullworm, as in a China shop, and the wire get cut now.
Twisted Teens with When the Wire Get Cut from their tape just released on Turbo Discourse. And we will go on with the band Limo Allein, a nice band from Halle, as they write on their Bandcamp page. They describe their music as crowd pop, and they have just set up their own studio called Limothek in Halle, where they recorded their new album, Gloomy Spoon. We are listening to their song Float.
Thank you.
Limo Allein from Halle with their song Float. And before we dive into this episode's interview, we will listen to a song by the artist I met to talk about his music. It's Hyper Sad, and we are listening to his song Tender from his album Family.
Being at your place, screaming at GTA on your computer in the hallway. But
now it's time for the interview of this episode with Hyper Sad, whose song Tender we just heard.
And now, the interview.
These days you can make an album in the most advanced studio, or you just set up some equipment in your flat. I spoke to Hyper Sad from Halle, who makes glitchy hyperpop and releases it on SoundCloud. First of all, I asked him to explain his name, Hyper Sad.
I mean, there's like a number in there, right? That makes it a bit difficult. It's a 4 instead of an A. A lot of people say just Hypers 4D, like it's like a 3D movie or something. But I would like it to be pronounced just as Hyper Sad. I think there's not a definitive answer to what it means. I think there's like this thing of hyperpop, right, which I originally wanted to make with this project. I don't think I really do that anymore, but I think the name still fits. And on the other hand, I think it's a bit funny because like there's nothing hyper about being sad, right? It's just a bit of a like contradiction in itself. Also, like former musical collaborators, I think they always like told me that stuff was melancholic or sad and stuff that I came up with. So I thought it's like a reflection of that too.
You already said you had the intention of making something in a way hyperpop related. How would you describe the style you ended up with making, or right. What are the ingredients of your sound?
I think hyperpop, especially in this like PC music kind of sense, tries to question the sense of authenticity in pop music and what it actually means, because like a lot of music projects that seem authentic, right, are actually like made by huge brands and with a lot of budget and are end up like concealing a lot, right? And so they end up not being as authentic as they try to seem. So I think hyperpop for me is looking for authenticity in like digital elements and like being really plain, transparent about the fact that this is like a digital space that we're like acting in. That's like a home studio, and it's not like a group of people that just casually hang out and make music or something. It's like something that I came up with artistically, right? And I try to be open about that. And yeah, I also feel very much drawn to like digital elements and like crushing sound digitally, because music is always like bound, right, to like a medium. And I feel like music in like digital spaces is like, it kind of like, it doesn't really fit. It tries to get out there, right? Get out of there. It doesn't really fit in there. I don't even know how it ended up there in this like digital world. it seems weird. And yeah, so I feel like I really find joy in like making the music sound like it wants to get out of there in a way. Yeah.
Yeah. Talking about the medium, you release your music on SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. Is there a reason for this? Because what I suppose, SoundCloud is kind of dead. Already.
Really? Oh, shit, I didn't know.
I don't know. There's lots right. of music being yeah. released there, of course.
Right.
But still, how come you don't originally put it on like a big streaming platform or
right.
maybe Bandcamp for DIY distribution?
Right. I mean, I plan on doing that, actually. I found the SoundCloud to be very much like open access platform, which I think it still is, right? Because like it's like the first thing that comes to your mind when you think about free music distribution on the internet. And it might be true, actually, that it's like not the same anymore as like 5 or 6 years ago, but I think it's still an interesting space. I discover music on SoundCloud daily, and I would like to be part of that in a way.
The most digital platform maybe for music.
Maybe.
And also community-based more than others. Maybe you can take us for a little tour through your studio or how this album family came yeah. together.
I mean, usually because I do like just playing instruments like the piano or the guitar. So if you enter my studio, you will find lots of guitars and also a few keyboards there. And usually the way I come up with songs is on these instruments. So I find joy just playing them and coming up with song ideas and then transferring them in like a different language, using MIDI and a lot of synthesizers and drum machines to kind of reach an aesthetic idea, or like combine an aesthetic idea with the song idea I came up with before. So that's like my workflow in a way, and I think my studio looks kind of like that. You know, there's like lots of guitars just cluttered all over the room, basically, and then there's like this more organized synth area where everything is connected in a proper way, I hope.
And so the song idea takes a journey for reaching some point where you are happy about the idea in its essence being there, but still completely messing up the song structure, or I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. I rework song ideas a lot, and I think you notice like this principle from working creatively, right? This like thing of killing your darlings and stuff, like putting ideas aside that don't end up working out, not getting too attached to things that might not fit it the best to. So yeah, I like to mess things up in a way. And like I mean, some parts of the album too, like they are still like in this original form, like in just like guitar and voice order of things. But other songs, I think, like for instance the intro is like, it was a completely different song, and then I slowed it down, like I think by doubling the length of it, basically, and it's completely unrecognizable, basically, to what it was before, right? So yeah, I like that.
Do you have some kind of audience in mind while making music, or what would you say is a good situation to hear your music
right
in?
I should think more like that. I don't have a specific audience in mind, to be honest. I hope people find my music to be sounding interesting and also listening to the lyrics a bit, maybe. And for me personally, it would be great if you just, while shoveling SoundCloud, came up with one and you're on your phone at home and it's like, it just comes up and maybe strikes a note.
So not on your headphones, but on your shitty speaker from your telephone? Or
it would help if the speaker was especially shitty, if it like cracks a bit and stuff, that would be great.
So this is a proper instruction. Is there a special song you have some kind of attachment to?
I mean, the album deals a lot with like the like death, right, and like especially loss of like people close to you, family members and stuff. So I think they all, in some way, are a bit close to me. There's a song "Brother" that I kind of am especially fond of in a way. I don't know. It's hard to like appreciate your own ideas, right? But this one especially has been laying on my drive for quite a while now, and I grew kind of fond of it because it's kind of like in a good spot, I think, between fiction and reality in a way. And it, to me, it's like it's pretty, right? It's like a pretty song.
Maybe you can tell me about the idea of the album, because family is, as a name, can touch different cornerstones of, I don't know, meaning.
Totally. It could be anything, right? I mean, in my head, it was like narrowing it down, the idea from just writing an album about death, right, to write it about family. So it kind of, in this way of transitioning, I think it's already apparent that it's kind of like, it's not like a super happy way of thinking about family, which it of course also could be. And it just was kind of during the pandemic, right? Like, three of my very close family members actually died. I mean, they died during the pandemic, but not due to the pandemic, right? So it was all because it was hard to actually meet the people surrounding them and stuff. It wasn't so clear what actually happened, right? You kind of just hear about on the phone about the death of a close person. So it kind of evolves around that, like a kind of connecting ideas that I had of these people with, not maybe mystery, but like it's not totally clear, right, what happened. So there's like an element of fiction mixed into that, and I try to find a maybe fictional way of dealing with that in a sense. Yeah.
So that was a lot of talk about music and difficult topics. Hyperset is currently doing their degree in musicology. Maybe that's an explanation for this word rich explanations about his music. But now let's listen to their song "Brother," a song that was mentioned in the interview.
I know you so well, but we
Brother by Hyperset from their brand new album Family. As mentioned before, Hyperset releases their music first and foremost through SoundCloud, and so you will find a massive backstock with songs by Hyperset on SoundCloud. But as they told me, the album hopefully will find its way on other digital platforms as well. Now to our ongoing segment of rather popular acts from Germany singing in German language that are so-called Fesch.
Fesch!
We already had Sorry 3000 and their debut album Warum Overthinking Dich Zerstört in one of our previous broadcasts. This year they released their praised second album Grüße von der Überholspur. There's a lot of talk about something called Neue Neue Deutsche Welle, and Sorry 3000 are often coined on this term. We are listening to their song Entschuldigung. A proper lesson on saying I am sorry in German.
Entschuldigung, Entschuldigung, tut mir leid, Entschuldigung, 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 tut mir leid, Entschuldigung, 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 tut mir leid, Entschuldigung, 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 tut mir leid, Entschuldigung. Entschuldigung, Entschuldigung, tut mir leid, Entschuldigung, 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 tut mir leid, Entschuldigung. Reicht? Reicht? Ist es jetzt wieder gut? Oh, es reicht noch nicht, oder? Es reicht noch nicht, oder? Oh, es reicht noch nicht, oder? Es reicht noch nicht, oder? Entschuldigung, Entschuldigung, tut mir leid, Entschuldigung, 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 tut mir leid, Entschuldigung, 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 tut mir leid, Entschuldigung. Reicht? Reicht? Ist jetzt wieder gut? Ist jetzt wieder gut? Oh, es reicht noch nicht, oder? Es reicht noch nicht, oder? Oh, es reicht noch nicht, oder? Es reicht noch nicht, oder? Na gut, okay. Entschuldigung, Entschuldigung, tut mir leid, Entschuldigung, 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 tut mir leid, Entschuldigung, 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 tut mir leid, Entschuldigung, 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 tut mir leid, Entschuldigung. Reicht? Ist jetzt wieder gut?
The song Entschuldigung by Sorry 3000 just came out this year on Audiolied on their second album Grüße von der Überholspur. And now we are looking for a different label also from Hamburg as well as Audiolied, Sozialistischer Plattenbau, Prinz Istari, also known as Istari Lastafari, and he does great dub music. In this case, he made an album where Prinz Istari meets Erik Satie in a heavy dub encounter, and we are listening to their song Gymnopädie Dub Number 1. Thank you.
Istari meets Erik Satie in a heavy dub encounter, and the young Prince Istari first heard the music of Erik Satie when his mother played his sweet little piano pieces at their home. And ending up this edition of Indire is a track by the notorious DIY producer and label owner STL, who is hailing from Bad Harzburg in the Harz Mountains in the middle of Germany, bringing you an eternal high, or as STL told me, just a funny little track from his digital series on his very own label, Something Records. Bye bye, my name is Birk, and you listen to the 122nd edition of Indire, brought to you by Radio Korax in Halle. This is STL with his track Eternal High.
Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.